You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I told you I was going to give you an after-action report for Valancuts Day, and here it is. But first, before I get into that, I want to give you guys a heads up. From next week, the 24th, for about a week and a half, I'm going to be offline. As you guys know, or should know, I'm going to be moving down to SoCal. So yeah, I'm going to need that time to move, get everything set up, get adjusted. Of course, the meat sack and the kids, they're moving too. So it's time to execute on the plan. With that being said, gentlemen, I've taken a few trips down to San Diego, and boy, things have changed. So many fucking dispensaries have popped up. But that's another video for another time. But yeah, just letting you guys know. Now, on to Valancuts Day. Boy, I did not hold back this year. Now, the boss, I was telling him from previous years that there was going to be a steady decrease in the total number of orders. And of course, he said, you know what? You called it. I said, yeah. I said, you remember years prior, we had so many orders that we had to have a refrigerated box truck to keep them in. However, this year, No. For at least 72 hours prior to Valancuts Day, we would have shit tons of orders. So it would be literally around 1,000 orders. Not this year. This year, we barely broke 400. And that was all 3 days, and including Saturday, the mop-up ops. Yeah, guys were not spending their money. However, we did see a substantial increase in women coming into the store buying stuff. Yeah. Now, of course, the undesirable women, as always, they had to send stuff to themselves to their offices. Now, this is where I really did not hold back, because a lot of the undesirable, you know, the fat fugglies, the buffarillas, the swamp donkeys, they always send themselves stuff to their workplace just so they can get that attention. However, this year, at least one woman from every delivery that I made to an office would pull me to the side and ask me, hey, who sent her that gift? I'm just curious. Now, normally, I wouldn't say anything. I'd just be like, you know what? Maybe she got a secret admirer, or I don't know. This year, oh, no. I let every cat out of the bag. Hey, who sent her that? Oh, she sent it to herself. Really? Yeah. She knew she was going to get you guys to give her attention. Now, I'm pretty sure, I don't know the woman from a can of paint. You guys probably know her more than I do. I'm just a delivery guy. And a lot of those women would say, yeah, I figured as much. And of course, they want to talk to me. And I'm like, nah, I got to get up out of here. I got more deliveries to make. But they was like, well, thank you for letting us know, because we know good and damn well she ain't got no man. She ain't got no secret admirer or nothing. So, yeah, that was her plot, just to get some attention from us. I say, yep. And unfortunately, a lot of y'all, other coworkers, gave her the attention. But hey, sometimes a little bit of ridicule, you know, just to twist the knife, is a great thing. And of course, some of the women were like, yep. And oh my God, it was absolutely hilarious seeing these women's reaction when they were found out that the truth was put out there. They ain't got no man. They ain't got no admirer. They only sent those gifts to themselves just so they could try to get some undue attention. Now, of course, you had your obligatory simps who were, ironically, more men in the older range. Mm-hmm. The older age range, if you will. Now, a lot of young men were not coming in. They were not placing orders, which means, guess what? The simp pool has drastically dried up. Will it ever be completely dry? Nope. Unfortunately, simps have to be a part of the economy. I know. It sucks, just like OnlyFans. Now, ironically, people love to say that it's the incels that are supporting OnlyFans. However, it is now well known who really supports OnlyFans. Middle-aged to older, married white men. Mm-hmm. Not me taking shots. Hey, the information got put out. That's just that. But yeah, the vast simp ocean, in my opinion, has dried up to a sizable lake. And more men are saying, you know what? I'm not going to buy anything for Valentine's Cucks Day. I'm going to keep my money to myself. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to treat myself. And boy, speaking of men who treated themselves, I saw a video from China Unvarnished that had me rolling. The title of that video was Valentine's Day 2025. 90% of Chinese men revolt. The simp economy collapses. China is showing us the way. Now, when it comes to China, when it comes to Japan, when it comes to other countries that adopt the red pill, because you got to understand, wherever feminism digs its claws in, the red pill is not far behind. Now, why is it so successful in those other countries? I've spoken about this before. Those other countries tend to be homogenous countries. There are not enough backup men, or should we say, catfish of the sea, unfortunately, who are going to take those undesirable women. Unlike over here in America, every non-black woman knows that she can play her final card. I like black men. And unfortunately, far too many black men are all too willing to be with undesirable women, which, you know, unfortunately, that gives us the moniker that CGA put out a long time ago, the catfish of the dating pool. But I'm starting to see a whole lot more young black men say, nope, I'm not doing it. I'd rather keep to myself than be with an undesirable woman. So yeah, unfortunately, the vast majority of the simpery is coming from the older generations of men. But as we all know, we're dying out. So, hey, it's going to be very interesting once the last of the old boomer Gen X simps finally kick the bucket. Things are going to be very interesting afterwards. And of course, to round this video out, you had to have the females who are crashing out on social media, especially TikTok, about not getting anything for Valentine's Day. Now, those videos were absolutely hilarious. I find it ironic. A lot of Black women were talking about, I didn't get anything for Valentine's Day. Bitch, why don't you go find a bear? Maybe he'll give you some chocolates and flowers. Oops. Nope. Oh, to be strong and independent and constantly saying you don't need no man. But then when it's gift giving season, I can't get no man to give me anything. Yeah. Oh, well. This is another part of the environment, ladies, that you helped create. As we all know, gentlemen, when it comes to us, we've been programmed since we were little boys to be giving, to be constantly giving. Don't be selfish. Be selfless. However, more and more men are now rejecting that program. Yes, gentlemen, be selfish. Take care of yourself. You owe no woman anything in this life. You don't owe her a damn thing. Now, of course, when I got off work finally, I did my typical Valentine's Day thing, treat myself to a nice porterhouse with all the fixings, went to the steakhouse. There were very few couples there, but there were a hell of a lot more single men or groups of men at the tables. Yeah. So, of course, I asked the bartender, hey, how much did y'all hike up the price for the, you know, the couple, you know, meals? It was like, oh, you know, 50%. I'm like, damn. But yeah, we all know Valentine's Day, everything for couples gets hiked up. Yeah, but you know what? All in all, more and more men decided, you know what? I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to treat myself. You know, I'm going to eat good, drink good, be happy. Wonderful. So yeah, ladies, looks like 2030 is going to be here a whole lot sooner because more and more men are just tapping out when it comes to dating and relationships. And guess what? You brought it on yourselves. There's still more articles out there talking about, oh my God, why don't men want to date? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, well. They still never ask men. It's always some fruity, zesty guy or some woman writing the article. However, men understand this. Men see it. Men know it. So, yeah, this is why more men have said, nope, I'm taking care of number one. Fuck y'all women. Y'all on y'all own. Y'all strong and independent and don't need no man. So guess what? Put your big girl panties on and handle it. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys did for Valentine's Day. How did you treat yourself? How did you keep your money in your pockets? Let me know in the comment section. And for all you women out there who thought that you were going to get something for Valentine's Day and that you were just going to toss that man to the side after you got said gift, you need to understand something. And you need to understand this crystally damn clear. The social power that you thought you had, the power of the cooch that you thought you had, has definitely gone out. Feminism and the idea that men, no matter how bad they were treated by you, were still gonna shell out gifts for this absolutely corporate holiday called Valentine's Day. Yeah, that thought process has gone out right along with it, because more and more men simply said, no, no. I'm gonna take care of myself. I'm gonna treat myself. You know what? If I really want some cooch, I can go ahead and rent some. And that'll be a better investment than the guys who actually did buy stuff for Valentine's Day and still did not get laid. Ooh, what a burn. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am done.